This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. What surah are we reciting today? I don't know who said it, so I can guess. Raise your hand if you know the answer, so I don't have that many chakras. Yeah, how many? Yeah, you. MashaAllah, Surah Al-A'raf. Here we go. Courtesy of Brother Abu Muhammad. Jazakallah khair. He's the one who got us the chakra. So it's Surah Al-A'raf. Why is it called Surah Al-A'raf? We will talk quickly, inshallah, about it. Surah Al-A'raf is a Makki surah. Surah number 7. It has 206 verses. So if it's 206 verses, that means it is considered to be from the As-Sada, Tiwal, the 7 long ones. Juz 7 and 8. It started with Alif Lam Mim Sad. One more chocolate. What do we call these Alif Lam Mim? Alif, only if you know the answer, raise your hand. Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Mim Sad, Alif Lam Ra, Yasin. What do we call this in Arabic? I just said raise your hand if you know the answer. The Sheikh, he will take all the chocolate still. Who knows? I want to know who. Ewa? Muqatta'at, la, mish muqatta'at. I mean, I can give you half of that chocolate. Ewa, in the back, yes. It's like. Yeah, well, no, I don't. There's no meaning. There's no meaning. These characters, or huruf in Arabic, called huruf letters, have a name in Arabic. What do we call them in Arabic? Yes. Huruf at-tahajji. The letters of at-tahajji. Bismillah. Aywa. Aywa. Jazakallah khair. Keep it. Give it to your wife. Huruf, we call them huruf at-tahajji. Right? So, Surah Al-A'raf. Yes, Chacha? Allah knows better. Allah knows better. I'll leave you. Allah knows better. Allahu a'lam. Yani. They're called huruf al-tahajji, actually.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah, that is the correct answer. So this surah is a Makki surah. The surah is a Makki surah. And this surah, my dear brothers and sisters, very powerful. It talks about the struggle. Most the entire surah talks about struggle between al-haq wal-batil. Sara' bayn al-haq wal-batil, struggle between falsehood and between al-haq, between truth and falsehood, between good and bad, between true and false. This entire surah. And it starts with, as I mentioned, Alif Lam Mim Sad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet Muhammad, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ فَلَا يَكُنْ فِي ذَرِكَ حَرَجٌ مِنْهِ لِتُنْذِرَ بِهِ. So, Kitab, in Arabic, kitab means a book. But here, Allah Azza wa Jalla means the Qur'an. Kitabun unzila ilayk, O Muhammad, this book was revealed to you. For what reason? فَلَا يَكُنْ فِي صَدْرِكَ حَرَجٌ. عَرَبِي وَنْ مِسْتَ حَرَجٌ. أَنَا مُحْتَرَعٌ يعني إحراج, حرجني. Meaning, don't embarrass me in Arabic. So Allah Azza wa Jalla and Prophet Muhammad, don't feel embarrassed to take this book and to warn people about it. The meaning here, you know the Qur'an. Be proud of yourself that you're a Muslim first and foremost. This entire surah talks about being proactive versus being passive. It talks about, you will see, especially when we talk about the struggle between Musa and Banu Israel. You know, some they took the stance of being active, and we will talk about them inshallah ta'ala briefly. And others who've been indecisive. Banu Israel, despite the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla showed them so many miracles. So here, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Prophet Muhammad, take this book and don't feel embarrassed to talk about it, to warn people, talk to people. The message is not only for Prophet Muhammad, for you and I, to be proud of who you are, to be proud of your name. If your name is Muhammad, be proud of your name. Don't change it to Mo or Mike. Don't change your name from Abdullah to Abdel or Dul. Don't change your name, sisters, from Aisha to Ash. Don't be proud of your hijab, of your abaya, of your background. I'm a Muslim, I'm Arabi, I'm Pakistani, I am who I am, right? So be proud of who you are. لا يكن في ذلك حرج. Don't be embarrassed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start talking about the struggle. The first struggle is about Adam alayhi salam and Shaytan. This is the first struggle. When Shaytan whispered and kicked our father Adam from Jannah, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, beware, don't be fooled, and don't let Shaytan deceive you as he has deceived your father Adam and kicked him out of Jannah. And then from there, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about Jannah and talks about the people of Jannah and the people of hellfire. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ أَنْ قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقًّا فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا. The people of Jannah, they will address the people of hellfire that day, and they will say, we have found what Allah has promised us. Have you found what Allah has promised you? Allah has promised us Jannah. Allah, we found what Allah has promised us. You used to fool us. You used to mock us. You used to ridicule us. Now at the end, who's laughing? At the end, who's laughing? We found what Allah has promised us. Did you find what Allah has promised you? They said yes. And then they will have wishes, these people of hellfire. They will have wishes. وَنَادَى, one more time. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. They will have wishes in hellfire. Inshallah, one day we'll talk about their wishes. But today I will mention only one of their wishes. Once they are thrown in hellfire, they will have a wish. One of their wishes is, they will call on the people of Jannah, the people of hellfire. They will call on the people of Jannah. أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Please give us some drink. They will just some water. That's all they want. Because in hellfire, everything is from fire. Food from fire. Water from fire. Air from fire. Clothing from fire. So they will say to the people of Jannah, أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Yeah, just give us some water. أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Anything that Allah has blessed you with. Just some water. We want to drink. The people of Jannah, they will reply back to them and they will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَدَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah has made them or made it prohibited upon the non-believers. So their wish has been declined. And then Allah talks about the people who were in between. Those people who were not so much indecisive. People who were maybe a little bit too heedless. The people who will be stuck in between. In Al-A'raf. According to Ahlul Ilm, A'raf is a mountain which is between Jannah and Jahannam. وَنَادَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ. The people of A'raf. Who are these people? The people whose hasanat are equivalent to their sayyi'at. Whose sins are equal to their deeds. يعني they're just like 50-50. They don't have one. This is why we should not belittle any hasanat. Any good deed. Wallahi, this is because one extra hasana can lead you to Jannah. And may Allah forbid, one extra sin may Allah forbid throw you in hellfire. So these people were like, half-half. They don't have enough to be taken to Jannah. They don't have less to be taken to hellfire. So they will be stuck in this mount called Al-A'raf. And they will see the people of Jannah going to Jannah. And they will see the people of hellfire going to hellfire. That in itself is a punishment for them. 50-50. You don't want to be in between. You don't want to be in between. So that's why I'm saying, do not neglect any small deed that you could do, as trivial as maybe a smile in the face of your brother. Because a smile could be hasana. And hasana can, inshallah, pave the road for you to enter Jannah. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the other struggle, one of the major struggles ever. Musa and Fir'aun, and then after Musa and Fir'aun, Musa and Banu Israel. By the way, Musa suffered from Banu Israel more than what he has suffered from Fir'aun himself. And then came people who were decisive. The people who were decisive, who were there? The magicians. This is a very, very important, you know, thing to really think about here. Because the people, the magicians, Fir'aun promised them everything. قَالُوا أَإِنَّ لَنَا أَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ. They will say, are you going to reward us if we were to beat him? Yani when they were facing Musa and Harun, oh Fir'aun, are you going to reward us? Fir'aun says, of course I shall reward you, and I shall bring you, you know, close to me. And then when they were asked to throw their staff, and Musa threw his staff, and then, as you know the story, the Musa's staff devoured all their staff, you know, as the staff turned into snake. These people, they know the truth. The magicians, they know the truth. Right away, they made sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fir'aun told them, how can you make sujood? before inquiring with me. I'm the one who taught you this. No, they know the truth. They've been decisive. I know the truth. I'm going to stick with the truth. And they were thrown. Fir'aun told them, I shall chop off your head, hands and feet. You know, in opposite. And if he was to cut off their right hand, he would cut off their left foot. They said, do as you wish. They know the truth. They stuck to the truth. These are the people who in the morning were going to hellfire. At night, they happen to be in Jannah. People who were decisive. They knew the truth and they stuck to it. At the end, my brothers and sisters, I should end with an ayah that would change your life. Verse number 180 from Surah Al-A'raf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا.
And to Allah belong the most beautiful names. So call upon Him using His beautiful names. Sometimes we make dua and we don't understand sometimes how we make that dua. Allah is telling you, here are my names. Use them in your dua if you want your dua to be accepted. There are certain etiquettes. Learn about the names of Allah. It's not like we go to school and we learn about the names of Allah. Allah, Al-Wahid, Al-Ahad, Al-Qahar, and then learn about these names. What do they mean? Live with them, inshaAllah ta'ala, and use them in your dua. Call upon Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Ahad, Ya Samad, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Badi'a As-Samawati wa Ard. Use these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your dua. I promise you, as Allah has promised, as Prophet Muhammad has promised, inshaAllah ta'ala, you will see changes in your dua, bi'idhnillah. Using the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living with the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant you all al-firdaws al-a'la. Barakallahu feekum, zakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.